Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Felice Friedson and Michael Friedson are here, ladies and gentlemen. They're a husband and wife team, a real force behind some serious, honest reporting, honest journalism, and they operate out of Israel. And we need more people like them in the industry. They're trying to bring back honest journalism to the profession. And their company is called The Media Line. TheMediaLine.com is the website. And they're great members of our Brain Trust. Felice Friedson, welcome back to the show.
Well, pleasure to be with you as usual, Jim. And it's nice, yes, that you have both of us.
Good to have you here. Hey, Michael.
Things are happening.
Hey, how are you?
Good. All right, I'm going to let you get a word in edgewise here, Michael, somewhere. So I'm glad you guys are here. Thank you. Greetings from the United States. I know you guys are back and forth all the time. So, Felice, when over here in America, when we think of what's going on in Israel right now, the thing that we hear the most about is your prime minister, or I guess Netanyahu, is your prime minister. I think that's the term that you guys use. He's under a lot of fire right now. What's going on?
Well, right now, I think the important thing to look at is as we sit here today, March 2nd is the first date that's come where they think they're going to enter into the next election date, that will be the day that everyone will again, for the third time, vote for a prime minister. You know, the big issue, of course, is what's going to happen in terms of the indictments that have gone down against Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Well, okay, that's what we need you to tell us about. What are those indictments about?
Well, bribery and fraud. And Michael actually has, I know, discussed this at length with you, so I think he's going to update you again on this.
Well, you know, bribery and fraud and breach of trust are the general catch-alls that if the prosecutors here are looking to get something on you, it's pretty easy. May take a lot of work, but it's not that difficult to come up with something that smells of any of those charges. In Israel, bribery is very, very loose. It means that if you're a public official and you take anything from anybody with a quid pro quo, if the prosecutors want to indict you, they can indict you.
Is Netanyahu's, and look, I've been an admirer of Netanyahu's for a long time. I like his backbone. I like his moxie. I like how he stands with America. So, but my question is what's going on with him a playbook out of what's going on with Mr. Trump? I mean, is it any reason that they're looking for any reason to get him out of there? I mean, what do you think?
Well, there are certainly those who feel that way. He's been in a long time. Many people feel too long. Even people that don't dislike him feel that it's time for him to move on.
Sometimes it's time to leave the party, isn't it?
Well, he's been on 10 consecutive years. He's served longer than the legendary David Ben-Gurion, the founding prime minister, the legend of the country. And given the divisiveness of the government and the political situation, which incredibly closely mirrors the American situation, a lot of people do feel, you know, hey, maybe just, you know, pack it in now. You've had a good run to be happy with it. He's been in 10 consecutive years, and he did 3 years besides that. So 13 years is a heck of a
well. And if you and if you if you if you are sitting on the bully pulpit, which a leader like he and any president of the United States has, you're going to have to use your sharp elbows every once in a while. You're going to have to use your leverage, and sometimes it will benefit you, sometimes it won't. I mean, I wouldn't think you'd be able to operate in those jobs for very long without doing something that an opponent could contrive into a high crime or misdemeanor. What do you think, Felice?
I think some of it could go a little beyond, you know, some things borderline issues of ethics. Some of them could go beyond that, you know, in terms of asking for something in return for favors. And that's where it gets very muddy.
Right, right. Well, will Netanyahu survive to the election? Is there... Is there going to be could he be in more serious trouble before the election happens?
No, it's unlikely. The wheels of justice in this country move a little bit slower than the political system does at the moment.
What gives rise to calling a new election? You know, in America, we don't call new elections. We schedule them. We hold them. Most of us don't understand how a country just calls an election. What do you think? Tell us how that works.
Well, in a parliamentary democracy, you have however many seats in your parliament, and that determines your government and the coalitions that you need to make the run. So in Israel, there's one house, it's called the Knesset, the parliament. There are 120 seats. And in order to be the prime minister, they don't vote for people here. They vote for parties.
Right.
So you have to be, in order to be the prime minister, you have to be the man or woman who is the number one elected head of the party. The party is the party that gets the most number of seats in the election. And the president has to believe in his judgment that you're able to put together the coalition.
And if you don't have a majority, then you put together a coalition of other parties. With other parties,
you're not going to get 61 seats, not in this day and age.
How many parties are there in Israel?
In the last election, 40 ran.
40 parties?
It was ridiculous, and the reality here is
that's beyond a herd of cats. That's a herd of ghosts.
Nobody was able to pull it together.
Yeah.
Imagine if they had to squeeze them all on stage for a debate.
My goodness, that's crazy. So wrap it up for us. Where do you think things are going to happen? Is Netanyahu going to run for re-election?
He's running.
He's running.
He's running. There's no question about that. He's running, and he's not moving away.
Right.
But remember that everything in this country goes 11th hour, so don't be surprised if at 11:59 p.m. Wednesday night.
How is the media? I know you guys are honest journalists because that's your model. I can't believe I'm actually saying this as old as I am. You know, are there other honest journalists in Israel over there? Are they like a lot of our media in America?
Well, you know, what does honesty mean? Are you taking the side of the government or are you writing against the government? The problem is you have too many media outlets that are taking sides of government. That's not the role of media.
Right.
You know, just looking at the Israeli media right now, which is interesting, in terms of Prime Minister Netanyahu, many of them have come out and said, and the editors and publishers have come out and said, it's time for him to leave those reins to someone else.
Well, that's a fair opinion to have, but it should not cloud the reporting of what's actually happening.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. TheMediaLine.com, right, Felice?
.org.
I'm sorry, TheMediaLine.org.
.org,
folks. TheMediaLine.org. I'll be right back with Felice and Michael Friedson after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.